Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The book of Isaiah is one written by Isaiah, the son of Amos, and this is one that is really going to help Israel in looking at the judgments of God, but more so looking at the future Messiah. This book is one of the books that have the most descriptions of the future coming of the Messiah from Isaiah's time. This is also one of the books that was most attacked by the liberal scholars. In fact, some say there was two Isaiahs, three Isaiahs, even as many as four Isaiahs who wrote the book of Isaiah. They argue that there were different people who wrote it over time and then brought them together, and it became the book of Isaiah. This is the reason for this is because there's so much prophecy in the book of Isaiah that's so detailed that the liberal scholars who do not believe in fulfilled prophecy because they don't believe in God, they don't believe in the supernatural, so they had to explain it away. Their way of doing it is that some of the stuff was written by one Isaiah, then as some things were fulfilled, someone would write it after the fact, but make it seem like it was a prophecy before the fact. And they would argue this up until, well, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Because when we found the Dead Sea Scrolls, we found what's called the Isaiah Scroll. And we have the same book of Isaiah word for word that predates Jesus Christ. Why is that important? Because the biggest argument was that there's so much detailed prophecy of the Messiah that it couldn't have been written before Christ. And then we find the Dead Sea Scrolls and find out it was.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.